The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
A very good Monday afternoon, Rolene. How are you?
Shavuot Tov. Good Monday afternoon. I do have to apologize for all the background noise. I am in Tel Aviv and it is slightly noisy.
Okay, no, thank you. And have you been watching the funeral today?
Absolutely did. Let me tell you something nobody does. Pageantry like the British, just extraordinary, extraordinary scenes. And what a send-off, what a farewell for a truly remarkable woman, the likes of which I don't think we'll ever see again. You know, for me personally, it's those resounding values of duty, of service, of humility, and something bigger than ourselves that Her Majesty the Queen really stood for. And watching earlier on the crowds gathering on the long walk at Windsor, looking at her corgis and her horse standing so forlorn, oh, my heart. But a majestic send-off for a truly, truly one-of-a-kind lady.
Absolutely. I mean, her whole life dedicated. It's unbelievable. And President Herzog, so let's chat about him. So he's obviously there. He is at the funeral. And last night he paid tribute to the Queen. And how did he pay his respects? What did he do?
Well, first of all, I have to say, as an Israeli, seeing our president and first lady there amongst the kings and emperors and other dignitaries is really a sense of pride. And he landed last night and went straight to pay his respects to Her Majesty the Queen, lying in state at Westminster Hall. And then straight after that, went to sign the Book of Condolences at Lancaster House. He called her an Eshet Chayim.
Oh, Rolene. Sorry, Rolene, we lost you just for a few seconds. Just recap that.
He signed the Book of Condolences at Lancaster House, calling her an Eshet Chayil, a woman of valor, which of course she was. Also a very religious woman, so she would have appreciated it. And I know many people are saying, but she never visited Israel. And one of the commentators speaking today on one of the channels said, you know, it wasn't that she didn't want to visit Israel. She always wanted to visit Israel, of course, being a very, very devout Christian. But the Foreign Office at the time would not let her visit. So to have our president there, it kind of brings it all full circle. And he joined other dignitaries at the big reception at Buckingham Palace last night.
And how's Israel sort of reacted to the passing of the Queen?
Well, I've actually been quite surprised to see that the coverage of the funeral, of the passing of the Queen, has dominated all our headlines. And actually, most especially, our Hebrew media, which I must be honest, I wasn't expecting. But Israelis extremely, extremely respectful of her, understanding this massive event in history, and also pausing today to watch on our TV screen and hopefully looking forward to welcoming King Charles and the Prince of Wales hopefully sometime soon in the future for an official state visit.
And the relationship with King Charles, I mean, I know obviously he's just taken on that role, and The feeling of King Charles sort of taking on from his late mother?
Well, he is a great friend to Israel and the Jewish people. In fact, he's patron of many Jewish charities, including the Holocaust Trust in the United Kingdom. You know, we were joking the other day, a few of us, that he's going to have to change his yarmulke, his kippah, because he's got a Prince of Wales one. We now need a more kingly one. And also Prince William, the Prince of Wales, visiting Israel 3 years ago. Unfortunately, his wife, the princess, had just given birth, so no fashion watch for us. But coming here, striking all the right notes, visiting all the important places. So we look forward to a continued good relationship.
And, it was a moving ceremony. I didn't watch, I just saw a short bit of it, and to just see everyone so emotional, and so much respect for Her Majesty the Queen. And I mean, the average Israeli, obviously very close as well.
The average Israeli is very, very curious. You know, it's the pageantry that you don't see anywhere else in the world that really fascinates us here. You know, there's always the glamour, there's always the castles and the tiaras and the diamonds, but it's really that military pageantry. And Israel being a country that respects and understands the military, it's so part of our culture, so ingrained with us, just really an added appreciation for the scenes that we've seen today.
Mm. And just moving on, what did Iran's president say in this interview to 60 Minutes, where obviously he's made some comments, inflammatory comments?
This is just astonishing. This is Iran's president, Ibrahim Raisi, speaking in his first interview with Western media on CBS for 60 Minutes last night. You know, taking aim at Israel and the United States, saying that, he doesn't trust the United States, but really his venom was saved for Israel, calling Israel a false regime, denying the Holocaust, really, really inflammatory. I mean, this is a man who now has a visa to go speak at the United Nations next week and address their General Assembly. And this, of course, also comes after many warnings from the State of Israel about just how dangerous it would be to allow Iran to get a nuclear weapon.
Mm. And Israel, how have they reacted?
Well, our Prime Minister, Yair Lapid, tweeting out images from the Holocaust from his Twitter account, saying, "You cannot deny this fact." The real harsh words reserved for him from our IDF chief of staff, who's on an official visit to Poland at the moment. And he was addressing a gathering at the Auschwitz death camp. And he said, "You don't have to be a historian to understand the horrors of the Holocaust." He says, you know, this is the regime. And he actually said, "These are the people we have to prevent from getting any kind of weapon of mass destruction."
Mm. And very quickly, I can't believe Ben and Jerry's again at it. And this time complaining about Unilever. So just very quickly, Renny, what are they up to now?
Oh, somebody please give me a pill for lactose intolerance. Really. They are now speaking on MSNBC last night to Mehdi Hassan. Also, not somebody who's very favorable to Israel, and accusing Unilever of violating the agreement. In fact, they used a very medieval terminology. They accused Unilever of usurping their contract by going ahead with this license agreement with the Israeli manufacturer. So it's very clear they're not going to leave this alone until they get their own way, but it's up to a court of law and not Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield to decide what happens with their contract.
Absolutely. And with that, we'll have to leave it. Rolene, thank you for the update for today. Enjoy your trip, your visit. And that was Rolene Marks with the Israel Report.